No credible threat has been received, but the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness has started distributing bleeding control kits to more than 6,000 houses of worship across the Garden State. WHYY's David Mathau reports.
Charles Ambio, the NJOHSP Preparedness Division Director, says while there has not been a large-scale shooting incident at a religious facility in Jersey so far, active shooter events are on the rise, and it's important to be proactive, not reactive.
Listen, we hope that no one ever has to use these kits, but the reality is that while our law enforcement partners diligently work to disrupt and thwart potential attacks, there's always a chance that one may occur.
Indy Samra, an executive committee member of the state's Interfaith Advisory Council, is helping to make sure all houses of worship receive a bleeding control kit.
It's a first aid kit that if there was more blood, it would allow you to go ahead and control that, and that's the way to think about it. I think at the end of the day, it's a precaution.
Worshippers at churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples will be encouraged to take a simple training course to learn how to use the life-saving items contained in the kit. From the New Jersey desk, David Mathau, WHYY News.